This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Swung on, a little looper to third. Sosa backing up. He's got it. The ball game's over. And the Phillies have got their fourth straight win to start this road trip as they beat the Reds 4-1. They come from behind late. It's a four-run eighth inning for the Phillies. And Orion Kerkering finishes it off for the bullpen as the Phillies beat the Reds tonight in the series opener. 4-1 the final.
Four straight wins for the Phillies, who continue to play great baseball post the trade deadline. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show, broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camp World RV Sales Service, parts and accessories. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. That's it. That's all I got today.
That's it?
That's it.
Are you mailing it in already?
It's like
10:01.
You know what I mean? It's a hazy day, man. I had to ask Joe and everybody what was going on. I thought my contacts was messed up or something. I thought I didn't clean them. So, it's a little hazy today.
So because it's hazy outside, we don't get a daily
notice? You know, I ain't got nothing to say.
All right. Wild. Well, you got 4 hours, so you better wake up here. All right, 215-592-9494 gets you aboard. We got a lot to do today. Kyle back in the studio. We have another spot to give away in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. We'll tell you how. A new way of giving away a spot coming up in a little bit here. Hugh, we'll get to the Eagles and something that was put out yesterday on ESPN about the top quarterbacks in the NFL. This isn't so much a list as it is attributes. I thought it was interesting. It kind of made me think about how this whole offseason has gone with the way we feel about Jalen compared to everyone else. We'll get to that. But the Phillies last night, Hugh, they win again. That's four in a row. A really well-pitched game by your guy, Taijuan Walker. The Phillies are down the whole time. And then late in the game, they come back. The bottom of the order again. Toppers platoons again. And
Toppers platoons. That seems like that needs to be on a shirt.
I know. I love to.
Toppers platoons.
Toppers platoon is working. And then when you need a little insurance to make sure you feel good heading into the late innings, there's Kyle Schwarber with number 42. That ball was so high, they couldn't even get it on the camera. It was like, where did that ball go? 4-1. The Phillies win again last night. They are now six games up over the New York Mets in first place. And I got to tell you, Hugh, this is starting to feel a little different. It's starting to feel a little different. This team, this group, is starting to give me a different feel because now they're checking all the boxes. You know, they had some boxes they checked throughout the season, like their starting pitching was always good. But they're starting to check all the boxes in terms of starting pitching, in terms of the power with Schwarber, the power overall as a team since the All-Star break, the bottom of the order hitting. They've played better defense, and now the bullpen – really over a couple months span, but especially since getting Duran, it has been one of the best in baseball. This group right now feels different to me. There's something about them since the trade deadline that feels different, and I'm starting to feel differently about this Phillies team. 215-592-9494. Hugh, they win again. I mean, this has been a good run now since the All-Star break, especially since the trade deadline.
Resilient. That is the word that comes to mind, the bottom of the order.
And we're off and running.
they have been carrying the team for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, and they've been making it so that you can get back to the top of the order and you know, you can do things like you were able to do last night. So, yeah, man, shout out to Topper and the buttons that he's been pushing. That's why I said yesterday, when you talk about Castellanos and potentially being out, you know, the other day or days moving forward.
Yeah, it could be today or tomorrow.
Yeah, you have to allow Topper to do what he does, man.
Well, I agree. I mean, I'm Topper's platoon is working. I think everyone should be on board. We'll see if Castellanos is. But here, there's one thing that I feel we need to do as a fan base as we kind of move forward now.
Oh, here you go.
Well, I need to say it.
Here we go.
Well, I think this team, the 2025 Phillies, they deserve a clean slate as we come down the stretch of the season. And what I mean by that is, when we think of this Phillies group, there's a lot of players that have been here from 22 on, right? Harper and Schwarber and Castellanos and Real Muto and Wheeler, a lot. But there's some guys that got here in 23, like Trey Turner, and then the other guys that have mixed in. But what we do is every time we talk about the Phillies down the stretch of a season, and I could hear it in your voice already, we add together the disappointments of last year and the year before to this team. This team, I'm speaking about 2025. They have a look that they can win the World Series. They have the most complete look of all these teams the last couple years because they have the combination of starting pitching, a closer, which we have not had here in years and years.
Duran.
Now the bottom of the order producing. Topper's platoons. This feels like, right now, this moment in time, August 12th, the most complete version of the Phillies we've seen over the last 4 years. And I think this group deserves a clean slate as we head down the stretch of the season and towards October. I mean, what are you laughing at?
I'm just laughing, man. You gotta love baseball fans, man. Before I give you,
before you throw cold water.
No,
on
can I hear what Kyle has to say before I say something? Kyle, how do you feel about it?
Well, hold on. You go first because I want to attack you probably.
No.
Oh, you're afraid.
No, I'm not afraid.
I don't like how you're trying to get me out of the way so you can. That's not how this works, buddy. You're number two on the show.
All right. Does this team deserve a clean slate compared?
No.
Why?
Because that's not how we fan.
Yeah, well, I'm fanning that way right now.
No, that is not how we fan. So if that's the case, then we shouldn't be sitting around here talking about going back-to-back with the Eagles because they're starting with a clean slate, right? That's what we're talking about.
No,
clean
no,
slate.
I think you could carry over positive vibes. You don't have to carry over negative vibes.
No, we're not carrying over anything.
On. You're the one that's been telling me it's good that they're pretending last year didn't happen.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah. So okay, that's fine. So we just leave it like it is. No, I don't believe in that. I believe that you should fan the way you want to fan. And if you want to invoke last year's demise or the year before that demise, that's fine until they actually get over the hump. Because let me tell you what's going to happen next week if this thing goes south. You know, there's no doubt that this is the toughest, longest road trip that they've been on. And they've gotten off to a good start.
Undefeated on
the
road trip.
They've gotten off to a good start.
Undefeated.
But what's going to happen if – I'm not saying it's going to happen. But if worm turns, the sentiment is going to change. So, no, I don't think you should. I think you should be allowed to fan the way you want to fan. And if you want to sit there – on this four-game winning streak and have your arms folded and say, I need to see more, then that's fine.
Well, so, I understand what you're saying there. But I don't think it's fair to this year's team to invite.
Life ain't fair,
Joe. Yeah, but we can be fair.
Nah.
Like, yeah, well, sure we can.
No, we can't.
Like, the fact that they blew it to the Diamondbacks in 2023, Craig Kimbrell's not in the bullpen. It's not the ghost of Craig Kimbrell.
Who did they lose to a few weeks ago and we were talking, I can't believe they lost to them. Who was that?
That was the Pirates in June.
The Pirates, yes.
And that was in June. This
it don't
is
matter.
August. So sure it matters.
Don't matter.
Sure it does. So here's the – I before Kyle gives his take on this, I know what's going on here. This is because you didn't take the pledge.
No,
I mean, deep
not,
down, that's not. What it is.
It ain't got nothing to do with
it. It does, because the pledge invoked a lot of things. It really was about having passion about this team day to day within this season. So if they suck this season, we get mad at them. If they are great this season, we praise them. And the bottom line is, invoking the past does us none of us any good.
Can I just say this? Mm-hmm. And I say this with all love and respect.
Yeah. Now, that means it's going to be disrespectful.
Well, it is. Well, it's not, but okay. It's the truth. Fans are idiots. Fans
wow.
are.
Wow.
Fans are passionate.
Wow.
Like, dude,
wow.
listen. Yeah. I don't care about the fans.
There it is.
Listen to what I'm saying. We all fan in our own way.
Yes.
We sit here and argue every day about the merits of an individual, and we're all on different sides of this. And we're arguing about a guy who won a Super Bowl, but that's what we do. That's what fandom is.
Give it till 11. We'll get to
and that's what I'm saying.
Today.
But and so, if that's the way that you choose to fan, then so be it. It's not on me or on anybody else to tell you how to fan how you should view the team that you're watching and spending your money for.
That's totally fine. And everyone gets to decide on their own, right? Everyone's opinions. There's a million opinions out there. We want to hear yours. 215-592.
Some of them are, a lot of them are ridiculous, but that's what we do.
94. They're all important opinions.
Well, they're all ridiculous for the most part, but that's what we do.
I want to hear the fans or idiots come back when we talk about something later.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
I say that with all love.
Save that audio.
I say that with love.
Are you giving the Phillies a clean slate down the stretch? I believe the 2020 – I know, because you're bitter. The 2025 Phillies deserve a clean slate. This is the most complete version of the group that we've seen the last 4 years. They're getting better defense at a lot of spots, especially Trey Turner's been a better defender this year than he has been in the past. They have a deeper lineup right now than they've had probably since 22. They have excellent starting pitching, and they, for the first time in four of these runs, have a legitimate lockdown closer. They haven't checked all these boxes in all four of the runs. Like, doesn't mean they're definitely going to win the World Series, but I think this group deserves a clean slate. They're playing excellent baseball right now. They've been better coming out of the second half. They've hit more home runs. They have an incredible power hitter in Kyle Schwarber. I think they deserve a clean slate. We shouldn't invoke, well, they blew it last year, they're going to blow it again. I don't think we should do that.
I think we should do. You should feel the way that you feel, because I do remember vividly last week. Not even last week, a couple of days ago. And it's only, what, Tuesday?
Today's Tuesday, yeah.
That we were talking about, oh, my gosh. You know, Zach Wheeler's hurt. I don't know what that means for the lineup.
That's definitely a worry.
Yeah, Nola's coming back. But now it's like, hey, let's put all that behind us and just, you know, move forward and clean slate. It don't work like that.
It certainly does. Kyle, your feeling on if we should give the Phillies this version, the 2025 Phillies, a clean slate down the stretch of the season?
This idiot fan in particular took the pledge on, like, a certain somebody.
Yeah, that's what this is about.
And, like, to answer your question earlier, when it comes to the Eagles next year, you bet your ass I'm giving them a clean slate. If they lose week one, I'm sounding the alarm bells. I don't have Super Bowl syndrome like a lot of people around here do. Mm-hmm. So when I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt for every single thing that they do and everything they do wrong by saying, you know what, they just won the Super Bowl. No, it's a clean slate. It's a new season, just like this is a new season for the Phillies. And they're playing – like the difference is with this year and this team is it looks like they're actually picking it up at the right time, whereas last year it felt like they were flat. After the trade deadline.
Momentum.
And they were .500 team for like the entire second half. Like, this is a fight that I haven't seen from this team in a while. Like, it really feels like they got a jolt from the trade deadline.
You know what they got the jolt from?
What?
Harrison Bader.
No, stop it. Harrison Bader, Jawan Duran, just the fact that they actually made moves to improve the team at the trade deadline. I agree. I think there's something to that. Like, I don't know. I guess as a fan, I think, and everybody should do this, let yourself get hurt. Open yourself up. We'll hold the Phillies to a very high standard if they get knocked out again. But listen, Hugh, if they fall short again, then we'll react appropriately. We'll kill them. But as of right now, I'm looking at this team as a different team, and I think everybody should. It's time to wipe the slate clean. Come on.
Do you know what this is like? Nah. Let me give an example. And I think we've made this comp before. There is something with this particular Phillies team that is similar to your Eagles teams, Hugh, which is it's building, right, every year. And yet there's been disappointment in the postseason, right? Close to winning a championship, but a disappointment.
No cigar.
This is like their 04. This is the last shot probably with the group together. When you guys were in 04, I think you've talked about this before. I think everyone kind of realized the age of the team.
Yeah, some we
of
got you guys, a little old along the tooth.
Right, some of you guys were about to be free agents or your career was about to end, right? Like, it was kind of understood this was probably the last run. And you guys got to the Super Bowl. This would be the equivalent of, like, in November or December of 2004, people saying on WIP, it's the same team. It's the same team that lost the 0-3 title game to the Panthers. Same team that lost the 0-2 title game to the Bucks. And it's the truth, right? You guys were mostly the same team, but that 0-4 team was better. That 0-4 team got over the hump. I think it's very similar. Now, I'm not positive this is going to end in a World Series parade here, but I think this group, this team, is showing me something different. I mean, they have resilient. You use the word resilient. I think they scored the most runs of baseball in the last few innings of games. Like, they seemed, and this has been a kind of a trait of theirs the whole season, where they seem to find a way. Like, on Sunday, that's a game a lot of teams lose. They didn't get a hit the first four innings. They were down. Wheeler wasn't great, and they came back and won the game. Yesterday,
it was the same thing.
They're getting shut down the whole game.
Yeah, it was not looking good.
And they came back. And they won. I mean, they're showing a lot of resiliency. They have a better bullpen now. They're playing better defense. They have a guy that's going to hit maybe 60 home runs in their lineup. And they have excellent starting pitching. I'm giving them a clean slate down the stretch. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on this? Are you giving the 2025 Phillies a clean slate? They win again last night. That is four consecutive wins on the road trip to start this this road trip out, which is their longest road trip of the season. I'm giving them a clean slate. Hugh Douglas, who clearly and totally didn't take the pledge. I mean, everyone knows that by now.
No, I mean, I just, I guess I just respect the fact that the fans are allowed to fan the way they want to fan.
But then you call the fans idiots.
I mean, because I said it with love, though. I said it with all due respect.
Yeah,
we know how all due respect works around these parts. You can't get mad when you say with all due respect.
Well, I cannot
get mad.
Do you think you people are going to be mad at you for that?
Probably.
Okay.
But that's because this you people. You people are mad at everybody.
Mostly you.
Mostly. I'm not going to lie. I think I got off a little light yesterday, though. I thought they were going to come at me a little bit harder.
I'll just wait till wait for today. Today's good. They're going
to
roast you.
I expect y'all to come with more vinegar.
Oh, is that what you're asking for?
I'm just saying, because I thought,
the vinegar.
No, because I thought I was going to get a lot more heat yesterday than
you
I did.
You called the fans idiots, so you better believe
that. I said with all due respect, so you can't get mad.
Yes, they can.
Can't get mad.
They're going to.
Cannot.
Yeah, well, anyone can get mad at anything. Jeff in Wilmington is up. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Hell to the no.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Tell him, Jeff.
This is directed at Kyle. Youth is ignorance. Because he's only lived through, this is only the second time, I believe, in his lifetime that this team has been really good for more than 1 year. You didn't live through 93. You were probably too young. You weren't even born in 80. Look, we haven't had that many years or that many eras of really good Phillies baseball. So to say open up your heart and be ready or be okay, be hurt,
your heart is
that's
crazy.
A bunch of BS. Dude, BS. This team is the same team it was 3 years ago with the exception of a couple of outfielders and one really good closer. So there's no way I'm giving them a pass if they lose. Matter of fact, I'll be even more disappointed if they lose.
We're not giving them a pass if they lose. We're just wiping the slate clean beforehand, and then we'll yell and scream if they do lose.
Really, it's really like, Jeff, as we go down the stretch, where there's 40-something games to go, there's six up in the division. There's almost, with this group and the group that you're talking about, there's like a sense of they're gonna blow it at the end. They're not going to win it. I think the 2025 Phillies, if I didn't know anything about last year and the year before, I would look at them and say, that's a legitimate World Series team right there. They have every box checked. They're not perfect, but they've got every box where they're good.
We were close in 22, except for the starting pitching was better for the Astros. So, I mean, I don't know, man. Joe, I think you've gotten soft. I hope it's temporary.
No, this is not soft.
I can't believe you brought this up. I can't believe this is your idea.
Because I took the pledge. Because, Jeff, I took the pledge. And the
soft.
Pledge, and Jeff, we always appreciate your phone call. The pledge was about reacting every day to what's happening. It would not be pledge activity if I came in after four straight road victories, another comeback. That guy Abbott that started last night for the Reds,
he's pretty good pitch.
He's going to get some Cy Young votes. Now, he's not going to win it, but when you look at the ballot at the end of the year, it's probably going to be like Skeens and Wheeler and Sanchez, and I wouldn't be surprised if his name is like fifth or sixth on some ballots. He can pitch. He's a good pitcher. He dominated the first seven innings, and they got him. Like, they're doing things that in past years I feel like they wouldn't have. They would have rolled over in that game in past years. That, you know, we've won three in a row. What are we going to do? Mm. We'll get them tomorrow. They're showing a resiliency. The lineup with Topper's Platoon is working at the bottom right now.
You like that, don't you?
I love Topper's Platoon.
Yeah, that's a good. We need to put that on the shirt.
I love it. It's work, and the more it works, the more I'm believing it's going to continue to work here. 215-592-9494. Again, it's pretty obvious the people that took the pledge and the people that didn't take the pledge.
No, I'm just like, you're trying to tell folks, you need to watch and have a clean slate.
You
let them live. No,
well,
no,
you
hold their feet to the fire.
I didn't like that mocking tone.
No, it was mocking.
Yes. What was the tone?
This is a lot
by you. There's a condescending.
Yeah. No. Calling us idiots, mocking us in that voice.
I say it with all due respect. I love y'all. Mm-hmm. I love you people. I love all y'all. Mm-hmm. Without you, there is no
me. Just because you're jaded and bitter, that's not our fault.
Okay, I'm not gonna argue that, but but there's no you without there's no me without you. I love you guys,
Yeah, now you're trying to soften the blow.
No, I'm just saying it's the truth.
We can all hear this.
It's the truth. Fan the way you live your truth. Fan the way you want.
Well, everyone, no, you're right. Everyone could do it. I just think we should
and hold their feet to the fire.
It's my opinion that we should give this group a clean slate.
No.
They are a better team, and they're more well. They have the same records they had last year, but it's pretty clear they're more well-rounded right now than they were a year ago. They're better defensively at a lot of key spots, and certainly shortstop Trey has had a much better year defensively than he ever has as a Philly. They have a deeper lineup right now. The starting pitching's excellent, and they have the closer. And last night we rolled out Robertson for the first time. He's here now. I mean, they're getting Bone back. They're getting Alvarado back. I know not
for
the postseason.
Yeah, that was crazy. What is that? Is his third stint here?
Yeah. Who's that? Is Robertson?
Yeah.
It's pretty rare to have three stints in a spot. That is wild. Thomas in Broomall is up. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, Thomas.
I feel like it's a clean slate for me. Just the acquisitions with Duran. He's definitely something big that we needed that I don't think we had in the past few years. And then with Alvarado coming back, I think on the 19th, like our bullpen, I feel like our bullpen is better with those two guys. So we're up, what, six games?
Yes.
The Mets have faltered. I think they lost seven straight. I don't know what the Mets schedule is for the rest of the year. Like if
It's pretty tough, Thomas. It's if you look at the schedule in terms of like teams they're going to face that are over 500, the Mets have a more challenging schedule than the Phillies. Now they play each other seven times still, so there's still a bunch of head to head to go. But I would say the Mets schedule is more challenging than the Phillies down the stretch.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like the Phillies are playing in a different way than previous years. And then the Wheeler thing, you know, it's a little concerning, but I feel like, you know, they should sit him like a 10-day DL. He's only going to miss two starts if they do that. You know, I think our bullpen is a little bit better now that, you know, they can kind of hold down the fort. I don't know what you think about that.
Well, I would do the same thing. I would shut Wheeler down. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. Thomas, good phone call. It sounds like they're not going to do that, so we'll see how Wheeler looks in his next start.
Yeah.
You know, the Phillies situation right now is obviously good. They've won four in a row. They're six up. We also got some good news yesterday as the Eagles start practice in front of us. The Landon Dickerson news here, which came down a little bit after our show yesterday, and it was such a sigh of relief. Now, it's not nothing.
It's
right?
It's not great, but it's not seasoning.
Yes, and on the scale of what we thought it could be, it did feel great. Because the first news that came out, I saw Schefter put something out on 3 o'clock, was he has a meniscus injury. They're gonna see the opinions they're getting and figure out the procedure. Because then you start thinking like, oh, because sometimes meniscus is our season ending. But then we found out about an hour later he is headed for surgery, minor surgery. And Hugh, the Eagles are calling Dickerson week to week with a chance to play in week one against the Cowboys. Now, I think that feels like a very quick turnaround, but even if he misses one game, like just the idea that he's
going to be here for the season.
Yes,
yeah,
it's a huge thing.
It's huge because now if he's not here the whole season, that changes everything for
yes.
the Eagles. But the meniscus is the heal. It's the going in there, cleaning it out, letting it heal, and just, you know, getting the strength back that you lost from the little bit of atrophy that you had from having the surgery. So yeah, it's not that bad, man, and it's great that, you know, he's going to be out there because he's one of those leaders that people don't really talk about. But he is definitely a vocal leader out there on the football
field. Oh, yeah. I mean, we felt it. And we felt it just his whole career here. But when he was in the RV with us a couple weeks ago talking about both on the air and then off, you could just feel it. He's a leader of this team. He's also a great football player. I mean,
yeah.
He's been the Pro Bowl three straight years. And, you know, there's some numbers out there about his impact. And I heard Rhea say one this morning. Last year when Saquon ran directly behind Landon Dickerson, he ran for 7.1 yards a carry. I mean, the guy is a tremendous football player. It's such big news that he's not going to be out long term. Hopefully week one, but even if it's week two, like just the fact that he's going to be back.
He's going to be there. Yeah.
It's huge. All right, we'll have Devin on the show later today, and we'll get a report on who is going to be at left guard in the meantime, the next few weeks, maybe week one, who's going to be out there, who's going to first person up today with Dickerson out. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. All right, we come back. Your phone calls on all this. The Phillies. Are you giving this group a clean slate as we head down the stretch of the season? I am. I think this group deserves one based on how they're playing, based on how they're constructed. I'm not going to hold the past year's, you know, ultimate disappointments against them. Hugh Douglas over here, who, you know, I mean, he's ripping us, all of us here today. And he's not giving this team a clean slate. Bitter Douglas with us today. 215-592-9494. All right, your calls. You could also get qualified for a spot in our midday show, Fantasy Football League, coming up live draft September 3rd. The details on that next. And we'll talk about the guy that started last night's game, Hugh's guy, Taiwan Walker. What a turnaround for that guy in a Phillies uniform.
I believe in him.
Yeah, well, then you stopped. All coming up. Midday show. Live from Eagles Camp. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Just don't listen to the song, Hugh.
I'm never worried.
Well, you are. I mean, you kind of are.
No, I'm just saying. You're trying to tell people how to fan. I'm just telling you.
No. You're trying to tell people how to fan.
Let them do it. Live your truth, people.
I am allowing idiots. Everyone to live their truth. I'm just saying.
I say it with all due respect.
I'm thinking we should, as a group, give them a clean slate as we enter the stretch of the season. You're the one that wants to bring up past bad memories. I mean, that's
what I
feel. I mean,
that's what we do as fans.
We don't have to.
We fold our arms and say, hey, we got to see it when we see it.
We are seeing it. It's August. They're playing their best baseball tonight. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giulio, broadcast from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales Service Parts and Accessories. All right, Hugh, one other thing from the game last night. Obviously, the Schwarber home run was big, and the comeback runs late in the game off Andrew Abbott, huge. But how about a guy that – is he still your guy? I mean, you stopped championing him as much as you used to. That is Taiwan Walker.
Taiwan Walker, still my guy.
Man, what a turnaround. This guy had an ERA of 7 last season, and now in 85 innings this year, we're talking about an ERA of sub-3.5. Whenever they've called on him – to be a starter, he was, I would say, mixed bag out of the bullpen. But as a starter, I have felt the entire year he has been solid, right? Not spectacular.
Solid.
But I was never expecting spectacular. In fact, I didn't think we'd ever see solid from him again in a Phillies uniform. But I got to give him credit. I mean, he has been a big help. Like when the story is written and it's over and you say he gave them 100-something innings at a pretty good ERA, that's something, Hugh, I didn't expect.
That's pretty impressive. And you know what's funny? This is why I feel like you should be able to feel the way that you feel. Because I remember vividly when the season started and he was on the mound. Mm-hmm. and how everybody vilified me.
Oh, so this
hurt
is
my
this,
feelings.
This is about you.
Mean and hurtful this things this, that this, they this, said this. About okay. me. They called me mean and hurtful names, and I sat there and I told them that this guy was going to have a special day, a banner day, and it was little kids that was outside the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center that were giving me the middle finger and telling me that I was a bum because I believed in this guy. Look at him now.
They weren't
Look
wrong.
Look at him now. What? I didn't say they were wrong. I just said that's what they said.
So you don't want to give the Phillies a clean slate because people didn't give you a clean slate.
No.
This is about you.
It's not that at all. I was just painting a picture for you about how it is around these parts. It's rough, but.
But we can evolve. That's what I'm trying to allow us to
do. That's what makes us the fans, the special fans that we are. Is because we are like that, and Taiwan Walker is better for it.
Okay.
That's the point that I'm trying
to make.
But
let me use Taiwan as an example. And by the way, good start by Taiwan last night. Six innings, one run. He's helped them. I mean, he's really been a help this season, especially because Painter didn't arrive. I mean, this is kind of the production you may have expected out of Andrew Painter. About 100 innings this year, 80-something innings, 3.3 ERA. It's actually Taiwan Walker providing that for the Phillies. But, like, you could change your mind when you see new evidence. And with Taiwan, I've changed my mind. A year ago, I and many others wanted him off the team, DFA him. Now, again, I'm not pretending he's an all-star, but he's been an asset to the team more than a detriment for the first time in a couple years here. So I now feel differently about Taiwan. You can feel differently about the Phillies down the stretch of the season. You don't have to harbor those negative feelings from 24 and 23 and the 22. It's possible, Hugh.
Well, Terry has chimed in and she says, clean slate my ass. They don't deserve us to forget how the last two seasons ended. That's what I'm talking about. Terry, live your truth.
No, you don't have to forget.
No, you don't.
It doesn't have to be top of mind. That's,
no, it don't.
What doesn't have to be top of mind?
Yes, it does.
It does not.
That's no way to live.
Yes, it does.
No way to live.
It really isn't.
It is a way to live.
Let yourself get hurt.
Live holding grudges.
This is what else
Canadian
fans do, Hugh.
Your life is better holding grudges. There's so many good examples of people that hold grudges nowadays that are being vindicated.
This is about you. I mean, this is really
it's not about me.
Ultimately,
I have learned to love again.
Yeah, okay.
I do not hold
not the Phillies. I mean, obviously, you're holding a grudge.
I'm not holding a grudge. I'm just saying.
I can feel it.
Very much holding a grudge.
I have been on an emotional roller coaster ride since day one here in Philadelphia, especially dealing with this team, the Phillies.
That's part of it.
So that's what I'm saying.
That's
live your truth.
That's what we're doing.
The ride became boring, I would not have nothing to talk about. No, live your truth. Hold their feet to the fire all the way to the end.
Hold on.
Because of the way the last two seasons ended.
Yeah, if you took the pledge, you do hold their feet to the fire, but you also praise and move on when it's time to do
you
that.
You know what it is? I am the way that I am, and I did take the pledge, by the way.
You did not.
No.
But fingers crossed behind your back.
You guys are emotional train wrecks. Like, seriously.
You're one holding on to past trauma.
I am the most even-keeled person on this show from 10 to 2. That's the truth.
No.
You guys will ride these emotional roller coasters up and down all season long. I swear, it just feels like I sat here yesterday and we were about to push the panic buttons about Zach Wheeler.
Yeah.
Now.
That was a day ago.
That's what I'm saying. That's just too much. That's too much emotion.
We're going to let ourselves get hurt, Hugh.
From up and down, it's just.
But I'm letting go of past October
failures.
No,
you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Today I am.
Today I am. I like how you said that.
Well, because that's how I feel today. I mean, you're just sitting there stewing in the worry that they're going to choke again.
I am not.
Well, obviously that's what's happening. Derek is up next on WIP. Hey, Derek.
Good morning. Can I get two quick points in before you?
You got it, Derek. You got it.
All right, I want to get to Taiwan, but yesterday I heard y'all talking about Jalen Hurts or Howie Roseman.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought that was a good question, right? But the only thing I would say about Howie Roseman is, right, I feel like we forget about a lot of things that he did wrong, right? Like even with last year, who did he sign? Bryce Huff. What did he give us? Nothing, right?
And the linebacker that came from Tampa, in the accountability check.
So Derek White. So hold on. So Devin White. Devin White was. But at least that was a 1 year deal. You're totally right, Derek. On the Huff thing was a disaster. That's a bad one.
So I'm saying, like, we're giving him credit for signing Zach Bond and thinking he was going to come here and be our starting middle linebacker and be an all pro, like. I don't think that was Howie Roseman's doing. You understand what I'm saying? Not saying he's not a good GM because he does work the numbers great.
He's the best GM in the league.
But to say that he's the best GM in the league,
he is.
That's like the only one that we know. You know what I'm saying? So,
I think we know the other ones.
I mean, don't know a lot of. It's 32.
I mean, Hugh tried to clown me yesterday. Who's the Rams GM? And I was ready.
No, you were definitely ready. But that's the point I was trying to make. Howie has thrust himself into the conversation.
I know my GMs. Eric DaCosta, Brad Holmes, Les Snead.
I think every single John Lynch. But don't you think
Ryan Gutekunst?
Every fan around the league could name Howie Roseman.
And yes, well,
that,
sure.
That pretty much tells you all you need
again,
to know.
Again, because he's thrust himself into the conversation. Who?
Yeah, but that matters.
Kind of like a Mark Cuban and like Jerry Jones. Like, those people are always in front of the camera.
No, you can't compare them to Mark Cuban and Jerry Jones. This is ridiculous.
I'm saying as far as being known. Like, it's plenty of owners.
It's a terrible point. Move on.
Listen, there's plenty of owners and GMs that we don't know because they're not in front of the camera. Like, the guy from the Phillies, right, John Middleton, I was at the Phillies game a couple years ago, right?
Move on.
He was in our section. He was in our section, right?
Oh, my goodness.
And he said, "Hi, I'm John Middleton." I thought he was saying John from Middletown.
We shouldn't have let him do
this. And I didn't pay him no mind. So I'm just saying, like, we give Howie a lot of credit.
The Middleton thing's kind of funny.
Stupid point.
Yeah, that's all. But, come on, Kyle.
All right, Derek, what's your point?
You got a lot of mouth, man. I'm going to stick Joe DeCamera on you, man.
Oh, I'm so scared. So scared.
Joe DeCamera do you the same way he's doing Shaq right now.
Uh-huh. Just run away from the camera.
Yeah, I'll run down the block and I'll be good.
Right, what's your other point, Derek? Other point.
All right, so the thing with Taijuan Walker, man, I'm happy to see Taijuan pitching and getting some love because I was down the game against the Mets, and as soon as they put him in, he let up two homers, right? And they took him out, and they was booing him at home. It's one thing to get booed on the road, but to get booed at home, man, that's got to be a hurtful feeling. So to see him, like, bounce back and keep his head and be able to stick in there and give these tough fans like Kyle and you know, something to cheer about, man. Gotta salute that, man.
I agree. And I think it's cool because, and Derek, good phone call. I think it's cool because.
It's a brutal phone call.
Well, I think the Taijuan point was a good one. I think it's cool that he's turned it around here. I think this rarely happens. When a player is as bad, and we don't have to sugarcoat it, he was bad. As bad as Taijuan was last year, usually the team moves on. Mm-hmm. I mean, they dump the player, and it turns out to be one of those things we laugh about or talk about 20 years from now. Remember how bad that signing was? It's rare you get that shot at redemption and with the same team, and he's gotten it, and he's helped. Again, no one's pretending he's an all-star, but he has been a solid contributor for a lot this year. And when you think about it, Painter not coming up, every team needs 6 or 7 starters over the course of a season. And the Phillies used Abel for a while. But the guy that's been that kind of fill-in when they needed it,
it's been Taijuan.
And
he wasn't happy about it. And he didn't pout. He didn't do all the stuff that he did in the past. He kind of just sucked it up.
And he waited for his turn. And now he's back in. And they need him. I'm happy for him. All right, before we go any further, and I know there's some people out there that want to chime in and cook Hugh here because the idea that we're not giving the Phillies a clean slate is a very Hugh Douglas take. Here's what we're going to do today. So we have a spot to give away in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. Here's what we need from you. You need to be available for a live draft September 3rd, McGurk's in Royersford. We'll be there. We're going to be there all day as a station, and we'll do the draft that evening as a show, and you'll be in our league this year. So today, we're going to give the spot away. Here, we're going to do something a little bit different here. So we're going to play a little game of Hugh Douglas trivia. How do you think the people are going to do on this today, Hugh? We have a lot of questions ready to roll. So when people call in, if you want to be part of the league, we'll give you a Hugh Douglas trivia question. Some about him, some stuff he's unveiled on the show, some stuff about your career. It's a wide variety of questions. If you get a question correct, you're automatically qualified, and then we'll pick out of a hat, you know, randomly, a winner at the end of the show of the qualified people. How do you think people are going to do on Hugh Douglas trivia?
If we're taking it seriously, I don't think so well, because I think I'm about to get cooked when you open up those phone lines.
What do you mean? You deserve it.
Well, I mean, people. I think they're going to do well. I think they're going to do well on Hugh Douglas.
They do idiotic things.
I don't care about the fans.
They know they do idiotic stuff, man. It's cool.
Yeah, but we can evolve. That's the point of today. We can evolve. We can give this group a clean slate.
It would be as fun if we evolved.
Well, you know what? Some of us want to evolve. Hugh Douglas does not. Let's go to the phone lines.
Wouldn't it not be as fun if you didn't let yourself be open to getting hurt?
It's fandom.
I'm okay with getting hurt. I'm just saying that's what fandom is. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, that's why I'm not giving them a clean slate. I'm holding on to the past.
That's your problem. You know, here's what I'm not going to be thinking about in October. When Duran comes in and the lights go out, I'm not going to think, well, Craig Kimbrell blew it in Arizona 2 years ago.
No, you won't feel that way, but if it's a tight game, you're going to still feel a little bungholitis till he gets out there and does his thing.
Right, but they have him now. And yeah. they have him. They have, to me, what looks to be a more well-rounded team than they've had in a while here. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, man.
Good morning, Chris.
Actually, that doesn't apply to you. Q, let an idiot help you today. So, kids, today's Daily Douglas, since, you know, he decided not to show up to work today, don't show up to work and skip your very first task. Like Daily Douglas. It's a very quick way to continue to, you know, wear out that path to HR. So don't be like you, guys. Do your job. I'd really have to talk to you, sir. Fans are idiots.
With all due respect.
Kyle, no, you can't hide behind them with all due respect.
You can't get mad when I say with all due respect, sir. It doesn't work
sir,
like that.
I have the floor, sir. Okay?
Wow.
Joe yes, and Kyle are not surprised by this take because this is the same guy that went on a Carolina Panthers show last year and said the Eagles played a soft schedule right after they just beat Baltimore. I mean, Hugh and the Commanders and the Rams in consecutive weeks.
Right. We shouldn't give Hugh a clean slate for that.
Listen, Hugh, on Friday, when you said the Eagles should replace Jalen with Tanner McKee, I didn't call you names. Yesterday, you tried to flip-flop and support Jalen over Howie, which was the worst take I've ever heard on this show.
That was ridiculous.
Your partner, he's got a very long list of names, okay, on his stuff. I didn't call you names. Sir, you are just dead wrong. And you know what? I'm not letting you off the hook because on this Taiwan thing, because you owe that man an apology more so than calling us, me, a fan, an idiot. You supported him, but then, like the turncoat would do, you bailed on him.
Remember a month ago when I asked you how Taiwan would do, and he said, I have no idea. You bailed on him because I didn't have a feel for the star break.
He's got like a 2.5 ERA. And his last two starts, he went back-to-back, which we know is hard. He went back-to-back, six-inning games, and only gave up one run. So you know what? What you need to do today, and Joe and Kyle, hold him to it,
and
say, I'm S-O-R-R-Y, Taiwan. I'm sorry.
What am I sorry for?
You should be sorry for a lot.
I said, with all due respect.
No. All right, Chris, are you ready for your Hugh Douglas trivia question for a chance to qualify for the league? All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Chris, how many NFC championship games did Hugh Douglas play in?
5.
That is incorrect, Chris from Middletown. That is not the correct answer. What's that? Chris has got to know that answer.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he should have known that.
Well, I didn't, you know, I have a kind of a wide variety of questions. Some are layups. Some are a little more challenging.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was more.
That was pretty easy.
Yeah, it was more towards the. I don't think it was a full layup, but it was more towards the layup. A little disappointed there in Chris and Middleton.
It was a little easy.
Aaron in San Diego is up next on WIP. Hey, Aaron.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Aaron.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You. In my defense yesterday, you know, when I was talking to you guys, I was a little bit preoccupied. I was sitting in the passenger seat as my teenage son drove us down to downtown San Diego.
Oh, I know that was an adventure.
So I had one foot on the imaginary brake.
It was on the steering wheel.
You know what handle, and I had the other one in the phone while I was trying to telepathically tell him to slow down, brake, speed up. You know, I had a lot of things on my mind, so I apologize.
Isn't that a fun way to drive when you're driving with your kids, when you hit the imaginary brake? That's the greatest feeling in the world, of not being in control.
My quads are actually sore today.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't give a shit.
Hey, I will agree with you today, Hugh. Fans are idiots, and it's all a result of that poll yesterday.
Oh, the one that says you should not be allowed in the Fantasy Football League?
You know, I'm a little bit disappointed in the listeners. I expected at least 10,000 votes, and we didn't get anywhere. We got a fraction of that, so I'm a little bit disappointed in the listeners.
So that's your reaction to most people wanting you nowhere near the Fantasy League, is you're disappointed and we didn't get more votes against you?
Take a hint.
Well, Joe, there are two ways to look at that poll yesterday.
Okay.
There is your way. Mm-hmm. And then my way is, looking at that, you know, every great story, in this case, a fantasy football league, needs a supervillain, needs, dare I say, a heel. And there is no doubt. And by the way, Randy, the guy that won the league last year.
Andy.
It doesn't matter.
I mess up names a lot.
His name is Andy.
Aaron, are you giving the Phillies a clean slate? Are you giving the Phillies a clean slate, the 2025 Phillies?
Listen, he is smart for not wanting me in that league, because as annoying of a caller as I am,
which is
I am twice as good as a fantasy football owner.
All right. Well, hold on. Take a deep breath on the fantasy thing. Are you giving the Phillies a clean slate?
Here's what I'm doing with the Phillies. I have the same feeling that I had back in November with our Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. I have that confidence inside right now. Right now, from top to bottom, pitching, hitting, the tarantula. I mean, we've got it all, my friends. I mean, we're going into every game now with that feeling of confidence.
Yes. See, even when Aaron in San Diego can see it, Hugh, that, I mean, you, and you can't? It's
no,
a shame.
I'm saying you can fan the way that you want to fan it, and if you choose to be a little skeptical, then be that way. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but you don't have to hold the past against
them. I mean, and if that's how you choose to be skeptical, by holding the past against them, then be that. Okay.
Let me use an example here quickly. Last year's Eagles, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we could easily have looked back and said the 2023 team collapsed. Maybe the 2024 team would collapse. But there is mounting evidence as last year moved on, right, through October into November, that they were for real. They were actually great, not as opposed to 2023 where they were – even though the record was shiny, you could kind of see the cracks in the foundation. Last year, there were less cracks in the foundation, and they had a better chance to finish it strong. You could see that. So we didn't have to hold 23 against them. They were better.
How? Okay. A truth serum.
Mm-hmm.
Take the truth serum.
Okay, truth serum.
How confident did you feel after the Rams game that the Eagles were going to go all the way?
The NFC,
how confident?
Well,
were
they only
there?
Had one more game. Yeah,
no, but I'm just confident. Saying. But how confident? Huh?
They had the six seed Commanders coming to town next week.
Yeah, no, but how confident were you after that game? Okay, I don't believe that. But anyway.
I was confident they were going to get to the Super Bowl. As much they were going to win the Super Bowl.
Well,
because of the
seven sacks.
Yeah, right.
And the way that Jalen played.
Right.
I mean, but you held that against him.
No, I said he wasn't playing. He didn't play well in that game.
But the point is this: if when I decide to make a point, but it's okay to feel that way. It is okay. That's the point that I'm trying to make.
Okay, I understand your point. But the difference is that was Jalen the week before. That's like saying last night, if Trey Turner made an error, I could talk about his defense. You're referencing last year, 2 years ago.
And that's what most fans do.
But we
because a lot of times when we talk about this team and the fact that they ran it back and the fact that they didn't make a whole lot of moves. And if I do recall, nobody was real excited after the trade deadline, after we got Deron.
Well, no, and we then, were excited about Deron.
We were excited about that, but then it was like,
Well, Bader didn't move the needle name-wise.
Bader has been moving the needle since he's been here.
He's a good player.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he is. All right, Aaron, are you ready for your Hugh Douglas trivia question for a chance to qualify for the league today?
Yeah, let's give it a shot.
All right, Aaron, here it is. This is a big chance for you. You get this right, you're in the running for today. Your question is, Hugh Douglas believes this key part of football is a luxury, not a necessity.
That's a layup.
That would be the defense.
Well, that would be correct. Aaron from San Diego officially
got that one wrong.
He is qualified for the league today.
Now,
let's be fair. It doesn't mean Aaron is in, right? We will pick a name out at the end. But Aaron is at least qualified for the league. Yeah, well, I mean, he does have all the names back there. He could rig this thing. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you giving the Phillies a clean slate down the stretch of the season? And what I mean by that is, like, we always talk about, well, they struggled down the stretch last year, in the postseason last year. We know what happened against Arizona. I feel like this particular team this year deserves a clean slate. Yeah, there's a lot of the same players, but there's also new ones, and they're also better in certain areas. Their lineup at the bottom right now with Topper's platoon is working. The bullpen, because of Deron, is better, and it's been really getting better for the past couple months, and they're getting reinforcements now. The starting pitching is deep. They've got the ingredients to go win a World Series. I think it's time to stop holding the past against them. Hugh Douglas, who famously did not take the pledge, clearly. Well, I mean, does anyone believe that deep down?
Yeah, deep down in my heart.
No, does anyone else believe it?
Yes, they do.
I don't think they do. All right, we got a lot to do on the show today. We're live at Champ Camp. Coming up after practice, Jahan Dotson and Josh Uche scheduled to join us here. Two guys, it's interesting we're going to have both those guys because they're both on the depth chart right behind the number one and two guys. But they could play big roles. We could be talking to their third receiver. We probably are. And their third edge rusher. So they'll join us later on the show. And when we come back, I've noticed a big disparity here in town on WIP about Jalen Hurts. And it's not about how good he is. It's really about how we talk about him. There's a huge disparity out there. I wonder who's closer to the truth. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in on the Phils. We'll talk about Jalen Hurts coming up. Uche Dotson to come. And we will get to Hugh Douglas trivia. You call in your chance to win a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League on Sports Radio 94 WIP. On Tuesday, August 26th, it's FanDuel Futures Day, a new holiday for football fans. It's 24 hours of deals on all your favorite football season predictions. Take a flyer on the MVP race. Now, that quarterback of Kansas City, everyone's down on him. I wouldn't be surprised he bounces back with a huge season statistically. Crown your champion in August. The favorite is right here, the team right in front of us, and they certainly have a great chance to win it again. How about parlaying division winner dark horses? I've got a couple. Hughes Panthers, I could see them having a nice season. And how about the Tennessee Titans with their new rookie quarterback? Mark your calendars. This is your day for your hunches, your hot takes, your calls, and your odds. Visit the FanDuel app today and start planning your futures bets now, because Futures Day is one day and one day only. FanDuel, play your game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.